Still true to the fact that the third preseason game is the most important for the veterans?
Yeah, I think so. You get to play a little bit more time out there. You want to get established again on offense, moving the ball, score some points, and, you know, get your work in. Absolutely. I mean, I think this whole preseason has been a good challenge. You know, Tampa had a great front, Chicago, and now Detroit. So we're facing some really good fronts, good challenge for us, and we'll see if we can establish the run early and protect in the pass game.
How difficult is it for you to work with different guys at center at this point?
Yeah, it's tough, but, you know, the guys are competing. They're doing a really good job, and, you know, you definitely want that camaraderie and the bond between you and the center, but at the same time, you know, guys are stepping up and doing some really good things there. Yeah, I mean, I pretty much take care of the mic points and, you know, lead them in the right direction, and then they just make their line calls. But, yeah, I mean, they got to communicate back and forth, but most of all, it's on me.
Is your confidence going to Mercedes as high as it's ever been in your career with another receiver?
Yeah, I definitely feel really comfortable with him. I think he's doing a really good job this spring and this summer, just getting open and just his big target, putting the ball in the vicinity that defender can't get. And he keeps doing good things. We're going to just keep feeding him and, you know, make him a playmaker.
Chad, when you get in the huddle, do you look around and go, okay, well, I guess Brewster's not here this time, and it's Jock, or, oh, well, now it's Linder. I mean, do you even notice a difference when the offensive line is all shuffled the way it is?
Not really. I mean, it's kind of just going out there, you know, worry about what I can control. And, you know, I know those guys are going to compete and try to make us better up front. And whatever the coaching staff wants to do that day, that's up to them.
It's just you don't really care who's out there, honestly. I mean, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah. I mean, I trust all three of them. I think all three of them have done different things and some good things. And, you know, we'll see who really stands out in these next two preseason games.
Is Jay's philosophy, does he want to show some things this week that make Philadelphia think about it, or do you want to keep a lot of things still under wraps?
I think we're just going to run our offense. I mean, if we got something out there that we want to exploit, we're going to exploit it that Detroit's going to give us. And, you know, we're not going to shy anything back and take advantage of what they're going to give us. And, you know, if we show something to Philly that they see and, you know, we rep it against them, so be it. We'll just be smart with the ball and go to the right places.
Have you started looking at Philly yet at all?
Yeah, I mean, there's been bits and pieces, you know, with our opponents and stuff, and, you know, it's, you don't want to get too caught up into it yet because you want to worry about this game and, you know, obviously the last game in Atlanta, but, you know, the biggest thing is just control what we can control right now, and when Philly comes, we'll be prepared for him.
Do you and Blake even have one word of conversation about this? You know, obviously you guys are the talk outside. Do you guys even talk about all the chatter that goes on outside about you guys?
Not at all. I mean, we're just out there trying to help each other out, competing each and every day. And, you know, the biggest thing is just help him guide along. And, you know, I just try to help him with the film work and know where to go with the football. And he's done a great job. I mean, we're both humble, and that's what's great about this position.
So you don't even joke about it in a lighthearted moment or anything like that?
No, not at all.
What's your impression of Hines? What have you seen in him?
Yeah, I really like him. I mean, he's been in this offense for 3 years with Jed, you know, 2 years at Miami with Jed. But I think he's really just coming along, coming into his own, and just runs routes, quarterback friendly, understands where to be in the right situations. And he's made some really big plays this preseason. So we just keep pushing him along and keep getting him better each and every day. And, you know, if he's there for the taking, we'll give him the ball.
What are his strengths?
I think, I mean, he's a big target. I mean, he's not the smallest, so he's got good speed, and I think he's very good at press, you know, getting off press coverage and getting open for the quarterback.
All the injuries, especially at wide receiver, do you really notice that much of a difference between the first and second units out there?
Not really. I mean, this year we've been, you know, pretty fortunate with the group of guys that we have. You know, last year was a little bit different. You know, now we drafted two guys. Obviously, Allen Robinson's not out there, but Marquise has been coming along. Having Cecil back this week will be helpful. But Mike Brown, Allen Hurns, Kerry Taylor, all these guys have really been stepping up and doing some really good things.
Just looking at it, you seem to be playing better this year. Do you feel you are, or do you feel the same as last year? How do you feel?
Yeah, I mean, I think we're going in the right direction. I think it's more, you know, the offense is underneath my belt for this is my second season underneath it, so there's going to be a comfort level, where to go with the football, understanding the plays inside and out, and how to attack the defense. So I feel, you know, in that situation, I feel better.
You also think it helps that you've been the guy since day one?
Yeah, I think the confidence within the coaches and just really getting those, you know, very good reps with the ones each and every day has really been beneficial.
Is this the year ago they didn't name you the starter. There's a lot of change in 1 year. You know, so it seemed like you needed more confidence.
Yeah, I think so, and I think anybody's, you know, going to go in that you feel comfortable and you feel confident in yourself and what you can do and exploit your abilities out there.
Is this the right time for Blake to get some reps?
Absolutely. I mean, he definitely needs that opportunity, especially you never know what's going to happen in this season. You know, whether I go down or, you know, I'm not playing well and he needs to step in. It's a good test. It's a good defense up front, and, you know, getting some work with the ones is definitely beneficial.
And you're cool with it?
Absolutely. I mean, Gus talked to me about it, and, you know, he wanted to make sure I was fine with it, and I said, absolutely. You know, Blake needs to see what it's like, you know, with the ones and feel that tempo and just get, you know, some good time with offensive line and where he's going to set up and where he's going to, you know, throw the football.
You've been in those situations in preseason. Is there a big difference, ones versus twos? I mean, playing with the ones versus playing with twos?
Yeah, I think at times. I mean, definitely the speed's a little bit different. You know, the twos don't really run a lot of, you know, different defenses. You know, they don't show a lot, and the ones are more confident. They understand the scheme, so they can disguise a little bit more. You got obviously better players in those positions, but, you know, it's definitely a little bit different.